It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. State records show the biggest increase in New Mexico voter registration is among independents. The Albuquerque Journal reports nearly 54% of those who registered to vote from March 2017 through August of this year registered without stating a party affiliation or did so with a different political party besides Democrats or Republicans. Overall, about 22% of the state's registered voters are now classified as declined to state voters, commonly referred to as independents. Voter registration for the coming general election closes on October 9th. A new report says New Mexico is missing opportunities to provide support to its 33,000 young parents between the ages of 18 and 24. Ross Brown with Public News Service reports.
The Annie E. Casey Foundation research says New Mexico's 33,000 young parents often find it difficult to support their children and fulfill their own potential. It says many families headed by people ages 18 to 24 live in poverty. Amber Wallen with New Mexico Voices for Children says a 50-state report shows the national average of young parents is 10%, but in New Mexico, it's 16%.
Those young people are facing the same challenges that all young people are facing, things like finishing high school or maybe going into college, getting their first jobs, learning how to manage money and increase their earning potential.
Her organization, which includes New Mexico Kids Count, believes one way to improve outcomes for young parent families is to increase home visiting programs and coaching for first-time parents. I'm Roz Brown.
Last week, the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee heard testimony from Christine Blasey Ford and Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh about an alleged sexual assault incident. Commentator Walt Rubel says that after watching the hearings, the Senate is much worse than it was during the days of the Anita Hill hearings.
The Me Too movement encroached upon the hallowed halls of the U.S. Senate Thursday and was dismissed. As I watched the hearings, I thought back to a brief interview a few years ago with Senator Pete Domenici, who introduced me to the term filling the tree. It's a tactic where Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid would fill up all the possible amendments on a bill, leaving the minority party with no chance to offer their own amendments. The Senate runs on rules and procedures that are intended to guarantee the rights of the minority party. What happened Thursday reflected the recent erosion of those rules caused by leaders from both sides. During the hearing, Republican senators dismissed the gut-wrenching retelling by Christine Blasey Ford of the night more than three decades ago when, as a 15-year-old girl, she was sexually assaulted by a pair of drunken teenage boys, one of whom is now in line to be our nation's next Supreme Court justice. Following the party line vote to move Brett Kavanaugh's nomination out of the Judiciary Committee, some argued that the Senate has not changed in 35 years since senators dismissed sexual harassment allegations made by Anita Hill against Clarence Thomas. They're wrong. When it comes to rules and process, the Senate has changed, for the worse. Thomas could not have been rammed through on a one-vote margin, as I assume Kavanaugh will be. Democrats were in charge when Hill made her allegations. Joe Biden presided over that debacle. Democratic leaders, all male, read the polls midway through the hearings and abandoned Hill. Had that been a split along party lines, as is the case today, rules were in place to protect the minority party. That started to change in 2013. Frustrated by Republicans' refusal to consider appointments to the federal bench made by President Barack Obama, Reid and Democrats voted to end the filibuster on all cabinet and judicial nominees except for the Supreme Court. Once Republicans had the majority in the Senate and a Republican president, Mitch McConnell ended the filibuster rule for Supreme Court nominees in order to assure the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch. Before then, he had held the seat open, refusing to consider Obama nominee Merrick Garland. Republicans are in such a rush now to get Kavanaugh through, shady past be damned, because they fear that Democrats will leave the seat open for 2 years if he is not confirmed by the midterm elections and Democrats take control of the Senate. And that fear is probably justified. McConnell has made the calculation that Republicans are going to have a tough time in the midterm anyway, so they might as well fill the seat and worry about the consequences later. Voters may be angry in November, but Republicans will have a reliable vote on the court for the next 30 years or more. Democrats will win back the Senate, perhaps in this election, perhaps in a later one. And when they do, they'll be looking to even the score. It's hard for me to see where this ends. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.
Walt Rubel's columns appear in the Sunday edition of the Las Cruces Sun News. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG Public Media or NMSU. Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.